Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Yud Tes. We left off on Daf Yud Ches. On days we are at Tanu Rabbanan at the end of the page on Notel Yadav. So today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and honor his wife and children. It is also sponsored anonymously Lizchusur for Shalema for my dear friend and Talmud Simcha Yitzchak. Ben Mirlo Liatka, you should have a Refor Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we're going to discuss today the level of Kavana necessary in order to be Tovil something for Chulin. Do you need Kavana for Tvila? What about Kavana for Netilas Yadayim? Do you have to have Kavana to be Metayer in order for it to work? And the Gemara is going to discuss what about when you have Kavana after the Tvila is over, but you're still wet from the mikvah? Is it still okay? Is that considered that you're still connected to the Tvila? That the Kavana at that point would still work. And then the Gemara is going to discuss to what extent water that's on a person's body when he's left the mikvah but he still has one foot in the mikvah, to what extent is the water on the body still considered part of the mikvah with a couple of nafkaminas? What if someone else goes in that mikvah right now but the mikvah only has 40 sa'ah in combination with the water on the person's body? Or what if you take a small needle or something and you tovel it in the guy's hair, the guy who's out of the mikvah, in the water that's in his hair? Does that count as a tevila b'mikvah? The Gemara is going to discuss. That's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of whether we say good achis and good asik when it comes to the waters of a mikvah. Do we assume that if water that's lower down is connected to water that's higher up, that they're considered a single body of water, that the water that's lower down is part of the body that of water that's higher up, or vice versa? So then the Gemara is going to have machlokas whether meiser is treated differently than chulin, and it's going to demonstrate that the machlokas, whether meiser sheni is treated differently than chulin when it comes to tumah and tahara, is both sides of that machlokas are reflected in our Mishnah. In the single Mishnah, we have two opinions reflected in the Mishnah. So let's begin. We're holding again at the end of the page, about four lines from the end of, 5 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Yud Chesam Beis. We are at Tanu Rabbanan. So the Gemara brings a braisa that tells us a number of milos when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, a number of chumros that when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, that the chum were misakin. So Tan Rabbanan, Hanotel Yadav Niskavin Yadav Taurus, Lo Niskavin Yadav Tameos. If a person does Netilas Yadayim and he has Kavana to be Mitaher his Yadayim, then it works. But if he doesn't have Kavana to be Mitaher his Yadayim and he just washes his hands without any Kavana, so then his hands are going to be Tame. V'chein Matpil Yadav. Similarly, if he dips his hands in a mikvah 40 sa'a in Niskavin Yadav Taurus, if he has Kavana to be Mitaher his hands, so they are in fact tahar. Lo niskavin, but if he has no kavana to be mitar his hands, he just dips them without any reason, yadav tameos, then his hands are going to be tamei. So the Gemara asks a stira on the brisa from a different brisa. Va'atanya, but doesn't the brisa tell us that a person who does netilas yadayim or tevilas yadayim, bein niskavin, bein lo niskavin, yadav taharos, that it doesn't matter whether he has kavana or not, either way his hands are going to be tahar. So it's a blatant stira. You see that even if lo niskavin, and we just said in the previous braisa that if lo niskavin, then it doesn't work. The hands are going to be tamei. So Rav Nachman lo kasha kan lechulin that and kan lemeiser, that when the braisa allows netila and tevilas yadayim and says that it works even without kavana, that's talking about someone who's mitar is yadayim just for the sake of achilas chulin. Whereas the braisa that passes taras yadayim without a kavana says that you need kavana is talking about someone who's being mitar a dime to eat meiser. And if you need kavana for meiser, kol shekein, you're going to need kavana for truma. It sounds like even if you're eating peiros meiser, the Chazadish points out, not only if you're eating meiser bread, but even if you're eating peiros meiser, because if it's only about eating meiser bread, then there's no additional din by meiser, so then that would be din of netilas yadayim for bread of chulin, and there should be no reason to be matzrich kavana for meiser, because meiser and chulin would then be the same. It must be that there must be some other din of meiser that requires netila, and that's why it requires an extra level of kavana. So that's what the Chazanish writes. You see that meiser, even when you eat peiros, meiser requires netilas yadayim, as opposed to chulin, which we said yesterday, to do netilas yadayim for peiros of chulin is yuara. That's considered to be arrogant. That's considered to be migasei aruach, a person who does that. But by meiser, you see that you do need netilas yadayim for peiros Reparos as well. Now the Beis Yosef raises a kasha. Beis Yosef in Siman Kufin and Tes asks on a Rashba in Torah Sabayis. The Rashba holds that Netil Sidaim La'achila needs Kavana. So Beis Yosef says Ferish Gemara, right? Our Gemara has this stira. Do you need Kavana for Netil Sidaim in order to eat? And we said when you're eating Chulin, when you're eating regular food, you don't need Kavana for Netil Sidaim. Yet the Rashba writes in Torah Sabayis that one does require Kavana for Netil Sidaim. So the Beis Yosef writes that the Rashba, the Shitaso, will explain that we're talking over here when you're notel al yaday acher, when you don't wash your own hands, somebody else is washing your hands for you. So the Rashba holds that it's the kavana of the nosein or the notel would be good enough. The brisa that allows below kavana is talking about where one of them had kavana, meaning that if I'm notel al yaday acher and I don't have kavana that my hands should become tar, but the guy who's washing my hands has kavana that they should be tar, then that would be good enough. That's what the mission means. That's what the brisa means when it says if you don't have kavana that it works for chulin. That I didn't have kavana, but the other guy had kavana. But the Rashba holds somebody must have kavana, either the notel, the person who's doing the netila, or the person whose hands are being washed. So it says Mar Minatamer to chulin lo boi kavana. How do I know that for chulin and you don't need kavana? And if water just happens to hit a person's hands, then he's tar anyway without kavana. Ditanan, because we have a mishnah. The source of the Gemara is going to bring two possible sources that for chulin you do not require kavana. The first source is from the Mishnah that says as follows: gal shenitla, that if you have a wave that is removed from the ocean, it jumps out of the ocean, ubo arba'im sa, but the wave itself has 40 sa. We've already learned earlier in the Masechta and Daf Yud Aleph that 40 sa is the shear of a mikvah. It's darshan from the pasuk v'rachat b'mayim eskol b'saro. So we darshan mayim shekol gufo olaben, that the amount of water that you need for a mikvah is the amount of water that an entire human body can fit inside of. So we said, we assume that that means one amma by one amma by three ammos high, and a person could fit in such a box, and his entire body would be covered in water. So that that happens to be 40 sa'a, and therefore the Chum determined that a kashra mikvah is 40 sa'a. So the question is, does that mean that the kashra mikvah is however much water you need your body to fit into? That's the din d'oraisa, and the Chacham said 40 sa'a works for everybody, so it's a low plug, or is the din d'oraisa that it's got to be 40 sa'a because the average person would fit in 40 sa'a, so that's the din d'oraisa. So that seems to be machlokes in the Rishonim. The Meiri in the second parak of Mikvaos says that he thinks it's a din d'rabanan. That's what the Bach writes in Yordea Simon Kuf Chaf, which is the halachos of Tevilas Kalim, like in explaining many Rishonim. However, the Sharamayim writes that the Rashba holds that it's a din d'oraisa and it's halachal Moshe Misinai, like all other shiurim are halachal Moshe Misinai. So that's anyway a discussion in the poskim. But anyway, back to this Mishnah. So the Mishnah says if you have a wave that's jumped out of the yam and ubo arba'im sa'a, and there is 40 sa'a of water in that wave, adam, and that wave falls on a person, viala kalim, or it falls on kalim that are tame, tahorin, they now become tahor. Katani adam to mute kalim, but look what it did. It compared adam to kalim. The Mishnah equates a person becoming tahor with kalim becoming tahorim. So ma kalim to lo mechavni, just like kalim by definition, the kalim don't have kavana because kalim are incapable of having kavana. So av adam to lo mechavni must be that we're talking about the person becoming tar without having any kavana, and it's still going to work. So you see that for chulin, one does not require kavana for the tevila in order to be mitayer him. Says Mar Umi Mai, how do you know that we're talking about a person who's not having any kavana to be tar? Dilma b'yoshevu mitzapa emasai yitale shagal. Maybe we're talking about a person who's waiting. Maybe we're talking about a person sitting there waiting for a wave to come in order to be mitayer him, and that's why the wave is mitayer him, because he's having kavana to be become tar. But if he doesn't have kavanah to become tar, then enochinami, it's not going to work. Ah, you brought a raya from the Mishnah that we equate kalim to adam. That's not a raya. It could be the Mishnah trying to teach me the exact opposite. The kalim dum yud adam. It's trying to tell me that kalim should be equated to adam. Ma adam debar kavana, just like a person who has the ability to have kavana and he's not going to become he's not going to become tar until he has kavana to be matar. Av kalim de mechavinu. So to kalim are only going to work when you put them there big kavana in order to become tar. Not that the kalim have to have kavana. Kalim obviously don't have kavana, but that you who are toveling the kelim, have to have kavana that the kelim should be toveled. And if you don't have kavana that the kelim will become tahar, then they will not become tahar. So maybe the equation between Adam and kelim is teaching me the exact opposite. Don't use as your starting point that kelim don't have kavana, memela, person doesn't need kavana either. No, use as your starting point that a person has kavana and therefore needs kavana, and therefore you need to have kavana for your kelim as well. V'chitema, and if you're going to say no, it can't be, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. B'yoshev mitzapa ma'ilameimra, because the Mishnah is talking about that you're sitting there waiting and hoping to become tar and having kavana to become tar. Then what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? It's pashut that if a person tovels in 40 sa'a and has kavana to be tar, of course he's going to be tar. What's the chiddush of the Mishnah? So says, well, there is a chiddush of the Mishnah. Salka dait chamina, I would have thought ligzar dil ma'asi l'mitvol b'chardol shel gishamim, that toveling in a wave that's 40 sa'a should be should not work midrabanan, because we should make a gzeira that maybe you're going to come to be tovel in a stream of rainwater that comes down from the mountain, where the halacha is you're taka not allowed to be tovel in such a thing, and we don't make the gzeira about a wave that is nitlash, that is removed from the ocean, you're going to come to be machshir a tvila in a stream of rainwater coming down from the mountain. So that's why the Mishnah has to tell me we make no such gezeira, that it's still going to work. Why is a stream that comes down from the mountain not a valid tvila? So Rashi points out over here that tvila bechardalus is not mitaher, because the water is not in a single spot, and even though it's mechubar and there's no hefsik in the water, that chibur, which is called the katafres, is not considered a chibur, because it's on an incline, so there's no 40 sa'a b'makom echad. And even if this chardalus is not b'makom zakuf, if it's not on such an incline, it's not going to be mitar, because the megashamim is only mitar when it's omdim b'makom echad. Megashamim is not mitar when it's zochlim, when it's flowing. Rainwater has to be gathered in one place, and it has to be sitting in a pool, standing still. That's how a mikvah works. So if it's flowing, it's not going to work. So I might have thought that we're going to come to allow a tevila in such a rainwater. If I allow a tevila in a wave, kamash v'lom, we don't make any such gezeira. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. But nothing about kavana. You really do need kavana. It's not telling me that you don't need kavana. Inami, or I could have said the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's talking about a case where you're having kavana to be tahar, and I would have thought, and therefore our kasha is, what's the chiddush? Of course, if you're having kavana and you're tovel in 40 saw, of course it's going to work. Now I might have thought nigza roshin atukipin, that we should make a gzeira of tvila in the rosh hagal, which reaches to the ground, atu the kippa of the gal, when in the middle of the wave, which is in midair, which is like a dome over you, that maybe you're going to come to be matbil in the chelik of the gal that's in the middle of the air, and the tevila is going to be pasul. So kamash malan de lo gazridan. So kamash malan, that we don't make such a gzeira, and the part of the gal that touches the ground is going to be tar. Umina temra de lo matbilin bekipin. How do I know that you're not allowed to be matbil in the kippa, in the dome of the gal of the wave as it's in midair? Titania matbilin barashin, vein matbilin bekipin, lefisha ein matbilin bavir. Because that's considered that you're being tovel in midair. The Torah doesn't say that a mikvah ba'avir is mitahir, only a mikvah that's in the karka is mitahir. So only if the gal is magia la'aretz, only if the gal actually reaches the ground, only then it's mitahir. But not if it's not magia la'aretz, not if it's in midair. Chaznish points out, why would I have a havamina that there's such a gzeira? We have no record of any such gzeira. So there's a havamina that's such a gzeira. So the Chaznish points out in Yerdeh, in Yudal, in Osalif, Sivkat, and hey, that no, it's not that I have a havamina that there exists such a gzeira, but the chachamim are authorized to make gzeiros on things that are very matzui, and therefore I would have a havamina that we ought to make such a gzeira. So the Mishnah is coming to tell me, don't make such a gzeira. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that you're still allowed to be matbil in a gal that's magia la'aretz, so we should not make any such gzeira. So bottom bottom line is, we tried to bring a raya from this Mishnah that you don't need kavana for tevila for chulin. That when you're toveling, when you're going to the mikvah, for the sake of eating chulin, you don't need kavana to become tahar. But we said, no, maybe the Mishnah's talking about where you did have kavana, and that's the equation with tevilas kelim. Maybe by tevilas kelim you need to have kavana also. And there's a separate chiddush of the Mishnah. And the chiddush of the Mishnah has nothing to do with kavana. It has to do with whether you're going to make certain dinim d'rabbanan about tevilos that don't work. So the Gemara is going to have to now go back to the drawing board and say, mina teimra, how do I know, in fact, that you don't need kavana for tevila, for tevilas chulin? So there's a discussion by tevila of a woman. Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva where someone asked Rav Moshe, he was dating a girl, and the girl is a balas tshuva. So he was pretty confident that the girl's parents were never religious. So she was probably born when her mother was Anita. She was probably conceived when her mother was Anita. So the Gemara says that one of the midos one of the indicators of could be a flaw in a person's ruchnius is if they were born they were conceived when the mother was Anita. So the guy said, but the girl seems like such a tzaddikas, she seems like such a wonderful person, so should I be worried that she's that it's a problem that the mother's Anita? So the Stipler wrote to respond to that same Shoel. I don't know if it was the same Shoel, and he sent letters to all Gedolim, or just the same Shoel that came up twice. Stipler wrote in his letters that no, Adrabah, that shows you how special she is, that even though the deck was stacked against her because she was a bas Nida, she still overcame all that and is such a tzaddikas, such a wonderful person. Adrabah, that's more reason to want to marry her, not less of a reason to want to marry her. Ramesha said something different, though. Ramesha said that, no, probably your mother went to the beach, and she was probably swimming in the ocean, so that counted as her tevila. She had no kavana to be metayer, but that worked, and so probably before she was conceived, her mother was in fact Tara. There was no Hefzik Tara, there was no Shivadikim, there was no nothing. But Ramesha assumed that that would have been enough to at least take away that negative midah. It wouldn't really work, but that would be enough, perhaps, to take away that negative midah. So that's what Ramesh says. So apparently, even without any, based on Shulchan Aruch, that a woman falls into a mikvah, that she's in fact tahora. What about by Tevilas Kelim? By Tevilas Kelim, you need kavana to be metar. The Kelim says, a discussion in the poskim, can you have a non-Jew do Tevilas Kelim? Does it work if a guy does the Tevilas Kelim? You might think, well, why would I ever do that? Why would I ever send, so first of all, busy, Erev Pesach, or whatever, so someone sends the housekeeper to do tefillas kelim. Okay, that doesn't happen so much. But you have caterers. Caterers have non-Jews that work for them, and they have tons and tons and tons of kelim. So sometimes the easiest thing to do is to send the non-Jew to be tovel the kelim. Sometimes they'll send with the mashkiach. The mashkiach will be there watching, but the mashkiach doesn't have to, you know, it's just too much for the mashkiach to do all of the kelim. So does that work? So there's a tshuvas harashba where the rashba was asked if it works for a guy to be matbil klei Yisrael, because a guy is an eino bar shlichus. He's not subject to shlichus. The only time we say a guy might have shlichus is Rashi writes that yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra for chil Shabbos. That's the yisra of Amir la'akum may be based on shlichus, that the guy has a din of shlichus l'chumra, but l'kula to consider it him bar shlichus, a guy is not a bar shlichus, right? That's what the shita that holds. It's not really a shita that holds, but Mishabura entertains the possibility from the Binyan Sion that for mishloach manos you need to have a shaliach send your mishloach manos, so then you probably can't send it through a non-Jewish delivery man if you're sending the mishloach manos. You send it with UPS or FedEx or whatever to someone that lives far away. So if you hold that you need shlichus, so nachri is lav bar shlichus. By the way, katan is also lav bar shlichus. So you probably can't send the children out to do the mishloach manos. We don't really pass that way anyway. You know, mishloach manos doesn't really need shlichus, but if it did, then it wouldn't work. So anyway. So the Rashba was asked, and Nachri is allowed bar shlichus, so you're allowed to send them to be tovel your kelim. So the Rashba writes, well, it's an hour sugi, it says the chulin doesn't need kavana, so the tevila is going to work. You don't need shlichus because it doesn't require kavana in the first place. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yerdeh, Sim Kuf Chav, Sift Hezvav, that if a Nachri is tovel the kelim, it works. So the shaila the achronim have, yeah, if a Nachri tovels the kelim, it works. Is that lichatchila? or is that only b'diavad that it works? But can you do that? So the Taz is medayik from Lashon Shulchan Aruch that it's only b'diavad that the tevila is going to work. He says if you're makbil the kelim al yidei ovid chavim also la tevila. Sounds like it's only b'diavad, but he says it doesn't seem that way because the makar of it is the tshuva of the Rashba, and over there the Rashba is matter even lechachila, and it sounds like according to the Rashba the Yisrael could even be mevarich on this on the tevila of the Nachri. But the Taz says no, it's only b'diavad because how could you be mevarich on someone else's maisa? The Yisrael is going to make a bracha and the Nachri is going to do the maisa, so probably you're going to lose out on the bracha of tevila, and if you lose out on the bracha of tevila then you lost out on something, meaning the tevila still works but you lost out on something. So I think what they do is when the caterers send the Nachrim, I think the Mashkiach tovel some of the kelim and he recites the bracha and he has in mind that bracha is going all the kelim, but he does part of the maisa and then they have Nachrim do the rest. The Mashkiach stays there the whole time because while the Nachri's tevila may work, he has no nemanus. You can't trust him that he actually did the tevila's kelim. So you need nemanus of the person. So if you're not going to have nemanus, then you need someone watching to make sure that it in fact... happens, that they're actually doing it. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back in the Gemara. We're going back to try to figure out where do we see, how do we have a raya that you don't need kavana for tevilas kulin? So, a little bit of background to the second raya. The Torah tells us in order for food to become tamei, it first needs to be hukshar lekabel tumma. Pasuk says, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, v'nafal minivlasam alav, tamei ulechem. That if water comes in contact with food, and then nevela touches the food, then the food is going to become tamei. So you see, the food only becomes tamei, not just with contact with tumma. It has to first have had contact with water. So that lav dafka water, any of the shivas hamashkim that the Mishnah Maseches Machshir list, the Yad Shach Adam Mashkin would be enough to be Makshir Lekabel Tuma. So, but if those Mashkin come in contact with the food without your approval, you don't want it to happen, the owner of the food doesn't want it to happen, then the food is not Hukshir Lekabel Tuma. There's actually Machlokas. Who has to want it? Is it the Bailam of the food or the person putting the water on the food? Meaning, what if I'm putting the water on the food and I'm having Kavanah, I want to do it, but the Bailam of the food is not interested in it? Okay, so that's an interesting discussion. So the pasuk says kiyitain, and the kriya is kiyutan. It's spelled kiyitain. So the chacham darshin yutan dumya diyitain. That just like yitain means I'm putting it there, it means it's nichale, it's something I want. So too yutan is nichale. That only when water or one of the zayin mashkim hits the food in a way that I approve of, only then it's makshir lekabel tuma. So physically, the food could have come in contact with water and blood and wine and everything. But if I didn't like any of it, if I wasn't approving of any of it, then the food is not hukshar lekabel tuma. So says Gemara, Ella mehadetan. You want to know the makar that chulin doesn't require a kavana when you're tovel chulin? It's from a Mishnah Maseches Machshirin when it talks about hechsher peiros to be makabel tuma. Peiros shenafalu toch amas hamayim. If you have peiros that were never yet hukshar lekabel tuma and they fall into an amas hamayim, they fall into a pool of water. Upashat misha yadav tameos unetalan, and someone whose hands were previously tamei stuck his hands into this water to take the peiros out. Yadav tahoros, his hands are going to be tar because he just dipped them in water. But the peiros are not hukshar lekabel tuma because he never wanted the peiros to get wet in the first place. And whenever there's no ratzon abaylim that the peiros should get wet, the peiros don't become hukshar lekabel tuma. But v'im b'shvil sheyudchu yadav, if you had kavana to take the peiros from the amas hamayim, yadav taoros, then his hands are going to be tar because he was tovel them, and the peiros are in b'chiyutan, and the peiros are b'chiyutan, they become hukshar lekabel tuma because he wanted to rinse his hands, so he's megal das, that he was happy the peiros fell in because it offered him the opportunity to rinse his hands off. So since he was happy that the peiros fell in, then the peiros are hukshar lekabel tuma. It's unclear exactly how to read that. The Rishonim struggled with this. He didn't want the water, the peiros to fall in. He just wanted a hukshar yadav. That's all he was interested in, l'chora. But nevertheless, the assumption somehow is that he was happy that the peiros fell in because it provided the opportunity to rinse off his hands. But the point is, we already have the raya from the Reisha of the Mishnah. It says Yadav Tahoros, even though all he was reaching in for was to grab the peiros. He was having no kavana to be mitayer his hands. He was just trying to grab the peiros. And and we said that his hands are still going to be tar. So you see that for chulin, you don't need kavana to be mitar, that it's going to work anyway. So ask the Gemara of Nachman that you don't need kavana to be mitar for chulin. Eisei Ravler of Nachman, is that really true? Now that you quoted me a source for it, but wait a second, there's a Mishnah against it. Hatovel l'chulin, our Mishnah says that if you are tovel, having kavana that it should work for chulin, v'huchsak l'chulin. If you are tovel for chulin, v'huchsak l'chulin, and you have kavana to be mitar yourself for chulin, also the meiser. It works for chulin, but you're not going to be allowed to eat meiser sheni. Huchzak in, lo huchzak lo. Sounds like the only reason you're tahar to even eat chulin was because you had kavana to be able to be tahar to eat chulin. But if you didn't have kavana to be tahar to eat chulin, then it's not going to work even for chulin. So you see that even chulin requires kavana. It's not going to just be automatic. So says Marna Hachikamer, afal pish huchzak l'chulin, asal l'maiser. The chiddush is not that it works for chulin. For chulin, you don't even need huchzak for anything. For chulin, you just need to have gone into the mikvah. Whether you had kavana or not, it's going to work. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though you were huchzak l'chulin, even though you did have kavana, it's not going to work for meiser. It's not going to allow you to eat meiser sheni. So the rabbi asks weiter in Rav Nachman, but the Mishnah goes on to say, Eisvei taval v'lo huchzak ki'ilu lo taval. If you go to the mikveh and you have no kavana for anything, then it's as if you didn't go to the mikveh. My love ki'ilu lo taval klal, doesn't that mean exactly what it sounds like it means? That you didn't go to the mikveh at all, and therefore you see that even for chulin, you require some level of kavana. Kavana? Lo. So says, well, that's not what the Mishnah means. Kilo taval lemaiser. It's as if you were not tovel for the sake of maiser. Aval taval lechulin, but the tevila is still going to be mitar the person as far as chulin is concerned, even though we had no kavana for the tevila whatsoever. So Tosus writes that even though we already learned from the Reisha that taval lechulin, huchzak lechulin, and aser b'maiser, it could be that we could learn this din that you need kavana lemaiser, and therefore the seifa is extra, right? Tosus asks the Kasha, wait a second, you're telling me that taval below means that if you didn't have kavana, it doesn't work for meiser. But I already learned from the Reisha that if you didn't have kavana, it doesn't work for meiser. It says that if you were huchzak l'chulin, it doesn't work for meiser. So obviously, I see that it doesn't work for meiser when you don't have kavana. So says Tosfos, now the Seifa is coming to tell me that for chulin you don't need kavana at all. That's the chiddush of the Seifa, that for chulin you don't need any. You don't even need to be huchzak l'chulin, because the Seifa tells me that if you were low huchzak, like it's ki'ilu lo taval lemaiser. What do you mean ki'ilu lo taval lemaiser? But that means it's ki'ilu you were yes tovel for chulin. Furthermore, Tosfos says it could be from the Reisha alone we could have said that it's only because you were mechavin l'chulin and you were oker das legamri min ha-maiser, that's why you're asur l'maiser. But I might have thought that having zero kavana, ironically, would be better than having kavana l'chulin. Because if you have zero kavana, you didn't dafka not have kavana l'maiser. You didn't dafka say, I'm not interested in being tovel l'maiser. You just happen to not have had kavana for maiser. Whereas if you're tovel with kavana l'chulin, you're saying, I'm dafka being tovel with kavana l'chulin and not for maiser. So I would have thought that that would be even worse. So that's Tosa's second answer. Marsha has trouble with Tosa's first answer. He says it's very dacha, because it's not mucha from the Mishnah that for chulin you don't need kavana. The Mishnah just says, stam. Sounds like even for chulin, it's not a tevila. It's just the way we're interpreting the Mishnah. So that's the Tosfos' first answer, Marsha points out, is somewhat difficult. But anyway, so says Gemara, back in the Gemara over here, what are we saying? So again, we challenged Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman wanted to say that if a person is tovel v'lo huchzak, it's as if he's not tovel at all. Doesn't that mean it's not tovel that it's as if he was not tovel even for chulin? So he said, no, it's as if he's not tovel for meiser, but he is tovel for chulin. So who savar? Rabba holds. Rabba thought that when Rav Nachman gave that answer, he was just being dochim, was a dichri bialma. He was just trying to come up with some sort of teretz, but not that Rav Nachman really held that way la'alacha. Rav Nachman was ultimately moda that the Mishnah shows us that you need kavana for chulin, and really Rav Nachman la'alacha was convinced by Rabba's question. But then Rabba went out and he found a raya for Rav Nachman. D'tanya, tavel v'lo huchzak, asur l'maiser, umotur l'chulin. That it says b'feirish. Brisa tells us that if a person went to the mikvah and he had no kavana for tevila, he's not allowed to eat meiser, but he is allowed to eat chulin. So you see, mefurish, that like Rav Nachman said, that you don't need kavana at all for chulin. Period. So that's the maskana, that you don't need kavana at all for chulin. Now another din when it comes to kavana for tevila. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So now that we learned Rav Nachman's din, now we move on to the second din of today's daf. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Tavel va'ala machzikasman l'kol mashiyirza. If a person was tavel in the water, and then at the time of the tevila he had no kavana to be matire for anything, and he went out of the water and he's still wet, he could still have kavana that the tefillah that he was already tovel should work for whatever he wants it to work for, even though he's no longer in the water but he's still wet, so it's considered as if he's still asuk in inyane tefillah. And therefore, he could have kavanah for whatever it is that he wants. And it's a kula, the chamav, with this tara, that since it's only mailos midrabanan, since it's only chumras midrabanan, that you need these kavanahs in the first place, so we allow the kavanah to stretch even after the tevila is over. So meisvei, so the Gemara challenges, odeo raglo achas b'mayim. Let's say a person came out of the mikveh and he still has one foot in the water. Huchsak ledavar kal, machzak asma ledavar chamur. If he had kavanah to be matar himself for a davar kal, where the halacha is, he's also the davar chamur. He had kavan only for meiser, he's also for truma. He had kavan only for truma, he's also for kodesh. Something like that. So he could still have kavan. It still works for the davar chamur because his foot is still in the water. Allah, but once he's out of the water, shuveinu machzik, then it's too late to alter his kavana, to intensify his kavana to a higher madrega of kavana. So my laveinu machzik klal, doesn't that tell you that once he's out of the water, once his foot's not in the water, he can't be machzik himself at all? Even when he was, when he was in the water, he didn't have any kavana whatsoever, and that's a kasha and Reb Lazar who said that if he was not a huchzak, he could still be machzik atzmo as long as his body is still wet. So says more low. No, the brisa doesn't mean to say that in any situation that if he's out of the water he can't be machzik himself for anything new. It was only talking about a case, the Brisa was only talking about a case where he was machzik himself for something in the mikveh, and we're saying that he cannot intensify that achzaka after he's out of the mikveh. But odeyu afal pisha huchzak machzik, if he's still in the water, even if he was muchzak for one madrega, he could be machzik for a higher madrega. But Allah, once he's no longer in the water, only im lo huchzak machzik, vim huchzak eno machzik. Once he's no longer in the water, only if he had no kavana when he was in the water, he can now have kavana for whatever he wants. But if he was already huchzak in the water, he already had committed to something in the water, and now he's not in the water, he cannot change what that commitment was. So mantana. Who's the author of the Brisa that holds Odeu Raglachas B'mayim, that if you still have one foot in the water, it's as if the tevil is not over yet, and you could still be machzik yourself for whatever you want? Some Rabbi Padas, Rabbi Yehudihi. That must be the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds that when you have one foot in the water, it's the tevil is not over, you could still be machzik yourself for whatever you want. Titnan, mikvah, shenimdad v'yeshbar b'amsa, mechuvanos. Let's say they measured a mikvah and it had exactly 40 saw of water. V'yardu shnayim v'tavlu zeh achar zeh. And then two people went in, one after the other. So one guy went in and he was on his way out, and then another guy goes in the mikveh. Harishon tar, the first guy's tar because he went into a mikveh that had 40 saw. But vasheni tamei, the second guy is going to be tamei because the first guy brought some water out with him. There's some water on his body that came out of the mikveh. So now it has less than 40 saw. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda commented, "Im hayu raglav shel rishon nogos b'mayim, af hasheni tahor." If the first guy's foot was still in the water, then the second guy's tar as well, because the water that's on the first guy's body is considered to still be in the mikvah as long as his foot is still in the water. So that's what the Tana of the Brisa holds. It calls man that you have one foot in the water, it's still considered that you're in the mikvah. It's because all the water that's on your body is still in the mikvah. So the tevila is not over yet, and that's why you could still be machzik yourself for whatever you want. That's why you still of kavana, that it should count for kachem, it should count for truma, it should count for whatever it is. So I'm Rav Nachman, Rav Rabbi Ravua. Rav Nachman, Rav Ravua says, Machlokas b'maylus drabanan. The machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda is only if you're being tovel in a mikveh for a tumah that's only midrabanan. That minat Torah, you're tohar anyway. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda is making. And he says, okay, if you have a foot in the water, that's good enough that the second guy that goes in should become tohar. For a drabanan, we'll apply the principle of good achis, that the water that's on your body is as if it's down there in the mikveh still. Avol mitumah l'tara, but if you're dealing with real tumah, midoraisa, divrei kol hasheni tamei. Then everyone is going to say, the second guy
guy's tummy. We're not going to rely on that. Hainu de Rabbi Pedas. And that's Rav Nachman holds like Rabbi Pedas, because Rabbi Pedas also said that only according to Rabbi Yehuda we say that if your foot is in the water, the mayim that's on your body is considered as if it's found in the mikveh. But according to the Tanakhama, even the Gabe Tara for Malus Drabanan, the water that's that came out with the first person is not considered to be part of the mikveh. Ikadami, others have a different version though, and that goes as follows, that says in the opposite direction, that Amram Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua Machlokas, the whole Machlok Tanakhama in Rabbi Yehuda is only Mitumalatara, is only on a Tumma Midoraisa. That's where the Tanakhama is going to say, you know what, just because there's water on the first guy's body, that doesn't mean it's going to count for the mikveh, because we're dealing with the Tumma Doraisa over here, so we're not going to mess around with the Tumma Doraisa. Aval B'malus Drabanan, but when it comes to a Tevila, that's only for Milus Drabanan, that's only for Chumrus Drabanan, Divrei HaKol Af Hasheni Tohar, then everyone's going to agree that the second guy is Tohar as well. Even the Tanakhama would be Moda, that you're going to say good achis, it's as if the water on the guy's body is still in the mikveh. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas, and this Lashon of Rav Nachman disagrees with Rabbi Pedas, because Rabbi Pedas said the Brisa that said that if your foot is in the water, it's a chibur to the mikveh, is only for the Milus Midrabanan, is only like Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas Rav Nachman would say, even the Chamar going to be Moda when it's only a Drabanan de Keinyan, that it's going to work. So Amar Ula Baimine Rabbi Yochanan, he says, I asked Rabbi Yochanan the following, the Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the water that's on the first guy's body is considered to be mechuber to the main mikveh. Mal lahat bil machtim v'tzinoros b'rosh shel rishon. Can you take a small needle and betovel it in the head of the first guy? He's got soaking wet hair, so put a needle in his hair. All that water is still in the mikveh. So good achis islay the Rabbi Yehuda, good asik leslay. I know the water on his body is considered as if it's in the mikveh, but do we consider the mikveh as if it's on his body? So if you put the, do you go in the other direction also? Odilma good asik nami islay. Maybe it goes in both directions. Samlay tanisua says, I'll bring you a raya whether it works in the opposite direction, whether it works to say that if the mikveh is lower down, that we view the mikveh as if it's still as if it's higher up when on the water that's connected to it. Because we have a brisa. Shalosh gemamios benacha. Let's say you have three holes in the ground full of water in a that are connected by a stream of water that goes from one to the other. Hel yona tachton v'emtzos. There's a higher one, a bottom one, and a middle one. Hel yona tachton shel esrim sa. The top one and the bottom one are only 20 sa each, but v'emtzos shel arba'im sa. The middle one has 40 sa in it. V'emtzos shel arba'im sa. So v'achardul shel gsham overes b'neim. And there's a stream of rainwater that attaches them. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meir Haya Omer Matbil Ve'Elyona. Rabbi Yehuda says that my friend Meir says that you're allowed to be Matbil even in the upper one that has only 20 sa, because since it's connected to the lower one that has 40 sa, we view that 40 sa as if it's all the way up in the upper one. So we say good asik. From the fact that Rabbi Yehuda is quoting it, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda agrees with it. Rabbi Yehuda says that we're going to apply the principle of good asik over here. Aye, frankly, Gemara Ula asks Rabbi Yochanan and says in another brisa that Vatanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Meir Haya Omer Matvil Belyona Va'ani Omer B'tachton V'lo Belyona. That yeah, that was Rabbi Meir Shita, but I Rabbi Yehuda hold that you can only be Matvil in Tachton because I'll say Good Achis, but you can't be Matvil in Belyona. I'm not going to say Good Asik. There's a difference between saying that that which is higher up is as if it's lower down versus saying that which is lower down is as if it's higher up. Armalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said, okay, Itanya Tanya, I didn't know that brisa. If you have a brisa where Rabbi Yehuda not only quotes Rabbi Meir but disagrees with Rabbi Meir, so then I have to change my mind. I can't insist that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir. So that is poshet the suffix, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not allowed to be tovel machtin vitzinorios in the rosh shel rishon. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that a foot in the water is going to be good enough to make the water on the guy's body considered as if it's in the mikveh to allow someone else to dip in that mikveh, but you're not going to be able to take a needle and betovel it in the fellow's hair. So then the Mishnah said, "Atovel l'chulin huchsak l'chulin." That if a person was tovel l'chulin had kavanah for chulin, so he's aser b'meiser. So money masnisin. Who does our Mishnah assume like when it says that there's a chiluk between tara for chulin and tara for meiser? So rabbanan he. That's the sheet of the rabbanan. The shani lubin chulin l'meiser. The rabbanan are the ones that distinguish between chulin and meiser. They hold that which requires bias mayim midrabbanan has a din of a sheni l'tumen. It's aser b'meiser and is mutter b'chulin. So the chacham mar mechalek between chulin and meiser. So in our Mishnah, we're also a little more machmir by meiser than we are for chulin. There's a maila of meiser more than there is for chulin. But but I'm a seifa. But then the seifa goes on to say, big day ama aretz midras leprushin, that the begadim of an ama aretz are considered to be tumas medras for prushin, for people who eat chulin betara. Big day prushin, and then people who eat chulin betara, their clothing is midras loochle truma. Wait a second, it skipped a step. Why didn't it say that it's midras loochle meiser? Isn't meiser something that's a different madrega, that's on a different level than chulin betara? That seems to be assuming, like Rabbi Meir, that chulin and meiser are the same. So says Gemara, Reisha Rabbanim is safe for Rabbi Meir. Could that be possible that the Reisha of our Mishnah that's mechalik between chulin and meiser is a reflection of the Shita of the Rabbanan, and the safe of the Mishnah that's not mechalik is a reflection of the Shita of Rabbi Meir? Says Gemara, yeah, in Reisha Rabbanim is safe for Rabbi Meir. The Gemara brings another way to be miyashiv the steer in the Mishnah. Ravacha Barad Masinla v'seifa chamish malus umoki lakula k'rabbanan. He is goris in the seifa. Chamish Milus, that there's Prushim, Ochle Meiser, Ochle Truma, Ochle Kodesh, and Chatos. He adds an extra step in the Seifa. So according to him, it turns out very nicely that the whole thing is going like the Rabbanan, that we are Mechalik between Chulin and Meiser. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Elisha will pick up from there tomorrow. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And everyone have a great day. Good morning.